Political scientists like to argue about how much any one individual can really change the arc of history. And yes, tectonic shifts in geopolitics are the result of all kinds of factors, the actions of all kinds of leaders. But when you look at the fall of communism in Eastern Europe, one stands out. The mustachioed Polish electrician who helped bring democracy to Poland, Lech Wałęsa, received a Nobel Prize for doing so. Now, Poland is going through another political reckoning, and Wałęsa is looking to start another revolution. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson traveled to northern Poland to talk with him.
Lech Wałęsa's sprawling office here in the Polish city of Gdańsk looks out onto the shipyard where his Solidarity resistance movement began.
Wykonałem połowę swojego dzieła.
The 73-year-old loves to reminisce about those days and how he crushed Polish communism. That was 3 decades ago, and Wałęsa's trademark dark mustache is now as white as the iPad he uses to snap selfies and read up on current affairs. I ask him what he thinks about Donald Trump, and Wałęsa smiles. He recalls how Trump invited him to dinner several years ago in Miami.
The
former Polish president quips, "I would have given Mr. Trump more advice back then if I had known he would be elected." Wałęsa's smile fades when I ask him about how Poland is doing. The old democracy is over, he says, adding that Poland these days is full of populism, demagoguery, and fraud.
Populism, demagogia, i oszustwa polityków.
Wałęsa is hardly alone in being alarmed by the direction his country is taking under right-wing populists. Polish liberals, democracy watchdogs, and EU officials accuse the ruling Law and Justice Party of endangering Polish democracy with its attacks on the judiciary, the media, and civil rights. For Wałęsa, Poland's drift toward authoritarianism isn't the only issue. He also has a beef with the ruling party's leader, Jarosław Kaczynski. Wałęsa dismisses Kaczynski as, quote, irrelevant in the past and irrelevant in the future with the kind of ideas he has. He disagrees with the Law and Justice Party leader's dogged pursuit of former communists, who he wants to remove from every corner of government. Wałęsa says Poland needs to look forward, not back. But Kaczynski is also dismissive of Wałęsa. Late last year, he told reporters the former Solidarity leader had a, quote, great intellectual deficit and character flaws.
Ja wtedy nie chciałem być politykiem.
Wałęsa feels he has no choice but to come out of political retirement. He's pushing for Poles to petition for a referendum calling for new elections. But it's unclear whether the former Polish president can translate his ideas into action. Wałęsa has been absent from the political scene since 2000, when he received less than 2% of the vote during a presidential race. Repeated allegations over the years that he cooperated with the communist secret police have hurt him. He vehemently denies these allegations, even after new documents emerged last year that suggest he was a paid informant for the communists. Łukasz Pawłowski is managing editor of Kultura Liberalna, a centrist think tank. He questions whether Wałęsa can return to political relevance in Poland.
He is more of a symbol, a very difficult symbol even to his defenders, because he quite often takes quite controversial positions on day-to-day political issues and quite often doesn't explain his positions very clearly.
Pawłowski says Poles should instead look for new political leaders among the younger generation. Soraya Sahardi-Nelson, NPR News, Gdańsk.